Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved 5-year-old listener, Augustine, who is huddled up in Washington, D.C., craving a terrifying story about a girl who loves apple juice so much that she's willing to go head-to-head with the dead for it. Ooh, let's slurp up some spooky. Today's tale is one that I call The Haunting of Rosa's Orchard. Rosa lived in a cozy little house at the edge of town, surrounded by sprawling apple orchards that painted the landscape in shades of green and red. Rosa loved her home. She loved running through the fields. She loved hearing birds in the morning. She loved being able to look out of her bedroom window at night and see stars in the sky. But if there was one thing Rosa loved even more than the rural tranquility of her home, it was apple juice. She loved it so much that she made her own apple juice, pressing the apples from her garden into the sweetest, most refreshing beverage anyone could ever taste. She dreamed about growing up and one day becoming a professional apple juice producer using her delicious local apples. However, Rosa's peaceful life took a turn for the bizarre when strange things began happening in her normally very predictable home. First, the things started out small. A missing glass of apple juice here, an empty bottle there. Rosa thought she was just being forgetful, but the disappearances became too frequent to ignore. It was as if the apple juice that Rosa was making was vanishing into thin air. Then one eerie night, Rosa discovered the truth. She woke up to a strange gurgling sound coming from the kitchen. Creeping downstairs, flashlight in hand, she expected to find a leaky faucet. Instead, she came face to face with a ghost, glowing faintly in the moonlight, guzzling down her apple juice straight from the bottle. "Hey," Rosa exclaimed, more surprised than scared, "that's my apple juice." The ghost paused, its transparent cheeks bulging with juice, and then, with a mischievous glint in its eyes, it vanished, taking the bottle with it. From that night on, the ghost became a constant, unwelcome visitor in Rosa's house. It would appear at all hours after dark, always in search of apple juice. And with every bottle it consumed, it seemed to grow meaner and more troublesome. It would rattle doors, flicker lights, and once it even spilled all of Rosa's freshly pressed apple juice onto the floor in a fit of spectral rage when she caught it in action. Rosa tried to communicate with the ghost. She set out a glass of apple juice at the kitchen table and invited the ghost to join her peacefully. "We can share," she offered into the empty air. "You just can't have it all. That's my only ask," Rosa said nicely. But the ghost only responded by blowing a cold wind through the room, knocking the glass to the floor where it shattered into a million pieces.
"No,"
a whispery voice hissed, sending shivers down Rosa's spine.
"All the apple juice is mine."
Determined not to let this ghost ruin her love for apple juice, Rosa concocted a plan. She remembered reading somewhere that ghosts don't like water. With a new sense of purpose, she filled a spray bottle with water and waited for the ghost's next appearance. She didn't have to wait long. That very night, as the ghost materialized in the pantry reaching for a new bottle of apple juice, Rosa sprang into action. She aimed the spray bottle at the ghost and squeezed the trigger, unleashing a jet of water. The ghost's reaction was instant. It let out a howl of surprise and dismay as the water seemed to disrupt its form, causing it to flicker and warp like a disturbed television signal.
I hate getting wet!
It wailed, its voice echoing bizarrely in the kitchen. Seizing the moment, Rosa chased the ghost around the house, spraying it whenever it tried to stop and retaliate. It was a weird game of cat and mouse, with Rosa determined not to let this spectral intruder get the better of her and her apple juice aspirations. Finally, with a defeated moan, the ghost vanished, leaving behind a damp trail of ectoplasm and a house suddenly silent except for Rosa's heavy breathing. She waited, spray bottle at the ready, but the ghost did not return. Rosa's confrontation with the ghost over her beloved apple juice seemed to bring an uneasy peace to her home. The ghostly visitor had disappeared after the dousing, leaving behind a wet trail of its displeasure and a yard littered with empty apple juice bottles, as if in a silent apology, or perhaps a warning. Rosa hoped this signaled the end of its haunting, but the atmosphere in her house suggested otherwise. It was quieter, yes, but the air now carried a persistent chill, and shadows seemed to linger longer than they should. For a while, life returned to a semblance of normalcy. Rosa continued to enjoy her homemade apple juice, albeit with a wary eye on the pantry where the ghost had often appeared. She kept the spray bottle filled with water close, a talisman against the supernatural intruder she hoped was gone for good. But the peace was short-lived. One evening, as Rosa settled into bed with a glass of freshly pressed apple juice, the temperature in the room dropped suddenly. Her breath fogged in the air, and the glass in her hand frosted over. A familiar sense of dread pooled in her stomach. "I thought we were done with this," Rosa whispered into the cold, half expecting the ghost to materialize and shatter their uneasy truce. But there was no response. No flickering apparition or ghostly whisper. Only the deepening cold and a palpable sense of being watched. Rosa realized then that the ghost had never left. It was merely biding its time, quietly gathering its strength for reasons unknown. That night, Rosa lay in bed listening to the unsettling quiet of the house. It was a silence filled with anticipation, as if the home itself was holding its breath. Then, the faint sound of liquid pouring echoed from the kitchen, sending a shiver down Rosa's spine. She knew without looking that no apple juice would be found come morning. Whoa, I also love apple juice, but I'm not sure I'd be as brave as Rosa if a ghost tried to take mine. I think I'd probably give in and swap to drinking orange juice, to be honest. But I'll tell you one thing that I wouldn't give up for the world, beloved listeners. This great story. So creative. Thank you so much to Augustine for inspiring this tale. If you have a great idea for a chilling story to share with the Story Club community, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales. Because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. and it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.